working on with Rachel and Mateo, and the Rock and Roll Gangster. She did What About Me? It's on Criterion.
Yes.
So it's really awesome film. If you check it out, sometimes got mixed out in it, like all kinds of. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm excited. So, she's in New York. She lost her husband like recently, so she's kind of, you know, just dealing with all that everything. And I told her, I was like,
What's up?
No, I didn't hear you, sorry.
Oh, I was talking shit. I was like, just destroyed me in the chest.
I don't play chess anymore.
Huh?
I don't play chess.
Yeah, I guess me either. I thought I could kind of play. My brother was like a chess champion in elementary school.
No way.
He went to Orlando. And my brother is like...
Yeah, he's not competitive like that. It's just, you know... I mean, I'm not competitive like that, but he's competitive like that. And it was really sad when he got back and... I don't know. He was crying a lot because he was promoted very far and was competing with, like, people that were, like, way older than him in chess. And, I know how to do it. I know how to do it better than Chase. Okay, come on.
Speaking here with Cumgirl 8 and Veronica
Villam. Yeah, Villam, yeah.
That's your real name?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
My given birth name.
What's your nationality?
My dad is Slovak, and my mom is American, Floridian. She's a Floridian American.
Yeah. Obviously, what got you, when did you start, basically?
Well, we started in 2018.
Maybe before, just jamming, but kind of on and off. I feel like it was kind of like just it was for fun at first, and like therapy. Mental therapy.
And then Lita was, I remember walking the Williamsburg Bridge with Lita, and she was like, so Veronica, a lot of people are asking me what I'm doing right now. and I was like, and she was like, so, like, I say that I'm making music, but we don't have a name, we don't have a project, what are we doing? And I was like, I don't know, what are we doing? And she was like, okay, well, we need to figure out what we're doing. And I was like, okay, let's figure it out. And some time passes, and, you know, we met Chase, and then it turned into Cumgirl 8, basically.
Yeah, we played one house show.
Before
it was Cumgirl 8.
And then you went to Tokyo.
And then I left for a few months. And that was, like, always the thing. We would, like, do something, and then one of us would leave.
Yeah.
For a while.
What is the 8 for?
The 8? So, originally, like, when we were coming up with the name for Cumgirl 8, it was kind of... We were bouncing off a bunch of names. It wasn't, like, it wasn't anything that, like, it was more of a project rather than a physical form at the time.
Yeah.
And then we kind of, like, we're bouncing off names, and my best friend was telling me about, like, how, like, their friend was, like, they suggested that they should join OkCupid, and, like, they should name their name Smart Girl Aid. So for, like, a brief moment, we were like, oh, Smart Girl Aid isn't the vibe. Gum Girl Aid. And then we were like, no, Gum Girl Aid is too cute and stupid. We should name it.
We were called Gum Girl Aid for, like, a day, and people were like, oh, so what's your... I was like, we finally have a band name. People were like, what is it? And I was like, Gum Girl Aid. And it was just, like, fell totally flat. And I was like, maybe not.
Yeah. And then, like, we were bouncing off ideas right after, and then we were like, Gum Girl Aid. And then we were all like, yes.
It was immediately
the vibe. I don't know. And that's... the real,
that's
true,
the true
form.
Story.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're getting the truth out of us.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, because it's obviously people that think it's perverted, it's like their mind's just in the gutter, because I was thinking it's just, come over here, girl.
I mean, I like that too. I mean, it's
that's a vibe.
I mean, the thing is, it's like
it's related to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the idea of the name is like is not something anything specific. It's more of a feeling, or also like how you talk on the internet rather than how you talk in reality.
Yeah,
kind of like it's like. Very real, it's very sharp, it's the sharpest, most,
it's like
the cheese that, like, you can't even describe the taste is the name and the vibe.
It's a different persona, I think, than your, like, human persona.
Oh, yeah, it's an internet persona, but not beyond an internet persona, because internet personas are about being too real, but, like, not, like, in a way that's comforting, but like this is like a comforting form of it, is the vibe.
It's like a fantasy, but an alternate reality.
Exactly. Fantasy alternate
that
reality.
That is maybe more real than their normal, our old school reality.
Yeah, it's like, it's a way to talk to people where you are non-judgmental and you're accepting of everyone. Imagine like an internet form where there's no cyberbullying is what Cum Girl Aid is.
Nice.
Idealistic
world. Yeah.
It is. There is kind of an ideal world behind Cum Girl Aid, or like
it
utopia.
It is. It's a utopia.
Cool.
I mean, whatever utopia is, because what is even a utopia? Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of utopia, yeah, like, I generally ask, obviously I don't ever have questions prepared or whatever, but what do you think, what's your spiritual belief, if any, you know, that do you think once we're gone, that's it, or what do you think?
I mean, I believe in reincarnation, personally.
Really?
Yeah, I think I think it keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, I believe, like, that I mean, personally, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but like, I believe that I've lived several lives at this point, and this is one of them where I'm like, wow, here's where I am, and this is what I'm doing, and the next life is going to be something completely different. But I have often, like, deja vus of alternate lives that I've lived, so I'm like constantly feeling like I'm like, oh, I've experienced this before in some sort of realm of whatever it is. I don't know what it is ever.
Do you think you can control, we'll be able to control and choose what we reincarnate into?
I mean, that would be idealistic.
Yeah.
I don't believe that that could happen.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think,
maybe.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
To be able to, like...
train.
Yeah,
or to, like, pick... I mean, science is, like, the coolest fucking thing in the world. And also, like, to be able to like choose what you want to do in your life or what you want to do, or maybe you manifest it so hard that you can be whatever you want to be in your next life. Wow, that would be a fantasy for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you tripping now?
No.
Not anything?
I've taken a little bit of tequila.
Okay.
And a little bit of wine. So that's all I've had.
Because I was getting like copying like a buzz just from hearing your voice, but it's like very, no, it's a good thing. It's like very like peaceful.
No,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah. I don't do drugs.
You don't?
No.
That's good. I fortunately quit.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Survive.
Very sparingly now.
If I do drugs, it's like not anything that's synthetic.
She wants to do drugs.
She just said she doesn't do drugs.
No drugs. Only chess. We don't do drugs. We play chess.
Tell me your names, please. Who's speaking?
I'm Chase.
Chase is a killer drummer. Just drummer Chase. How long have you been playing drums?
I mean, in utero, I started.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my mom's stomach. My mom went to the bar. The music was loud enough. At the bar, when I was inside my mom, I would hit her stomach. If it was loud enough, I would start hitting.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh shit, she's on rhythm. Oh,
yeah.
No. All right. She knew I was a drummer before I knew that I was a drummer, which was about three.
Did she support that?
Did she what?
Support you doing that?
Yeah, she was like all about it. She was like, she thought... In her words, she thought female drummers were the sexiest. So she really pushed me into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me your name.
Abhishek. Hey, or Shogi, you can call me Shogi.
I'm originally.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah, yeah, the light's clear.
It's about to be your birthday.
Like,
yeah, in a few
hours.
No way.
It is. Happy birthday. Thank you. Has this been your full lineup, like, solid since this began?
Pretty much.
I mean, three of us, and then we had Avi came in, and it all made sense.
Within the first year. So, yeah.
Where did you start in guitar?
Are we saying? No, I don't know.
When did you pick up a guitar that you remember?
Started from
my
violin.
Jim. I loved when you got out in the crowd. It's like, I think you're going to be like, I mean, you've already got a great buzz and everything, but I think I just see, and I've seen so many bands, but I know you're going to be super freaking huge. Like, if you keep wanting to do this, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna be like insanely.
We're ready to be really fucking huge.
You are?
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna work. We definitely want to be bigger than Elvis.
We've been doing it for,
But.
We're ready.
No, we're gonna be insane. We're trying to play on the moon.
Jupiter, our friend
Elon Musk. And a hot second. Yeah.
Somewhere else.
And make sure that we befriend.
Elon will play for you as the first man on the moon, and then we'll help redistribute your fortune.
Yes.
In a way that's going to make a lot more
sense.
We can help
you.
We're
also
accountants.
What?
We're accountants. Solely for Elon Musk, we will be accountants. For him.
I mean, I'm a good accountant.
You like Elon?
She's actually a good accountant.
I'm a good accountant.
Are you?
I'm a very good accountant.
We're
gonna help Elon. It's not about friendship, it's about business.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Our favorite word right now for the band, let me emphasize really quick. I'm gonna take a short pause before I say the word. business.
We're a business fan. We put business first. We are
Hard is part of the word.
Art is hard.
Business.
Until we redistribute Elon's funds,
then we can have more.
Then
fun.
We can put art
fund.
This fund back into
this
art.
Hard.
The fund.
Hard
biz. It's hard about biz. Purpose. It's about purpose.
Yeah. Nice.
We got a lot of purpose.
It becomes
hard biz.
The mentality and the art. The heart.
It's about the heart.
The heartness.
The heart.
Cool.
Harness.
And the heart business.
We gotta know we're gonna be huge, right?
Very soon.
Huge, famous, powerful, redistributing Elon's money.
I love it.
Thank you.
What I was saying about you, how I love how you work the crowd. Like, there's great, I've seen so many great bands, but they're not performers. They're not entertaining. They're just like up there playing. And it like, I mean, I love Jesus and Mary Chain, but one example. And but you like work the crowd. You entertain.
We're playing for each other. And
that's
really what it is. We just try to turn each other on and have a fucking good time.
Yeah.
And we let other people, or thank God, people are into the joke. And then the good vibes just keep growing from there as far as
I mean,
audience.
Like art is.
No, it's still going.
Okay. I mean, art is so relative to any kind of perspective, and art is at the end of the day is a feeling. Like it's like you see something, and you either love it or you hate it, and that's what art is. Like it's like you go into something and you're like, you see a painting or you see a performance and you're like you look at it and you're like, I love that, or you're like, I fucking hate that. And but like, yeah, yeah, exactly. But the thing is they're the same feeling, because at least it's the same
passion.
It's passion. It's like a feeling that you feel internally that like you could never express in anything besides such an extreme word. Like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Love or hate. I mean,
at the end of the day, like, that's, like we say, like, it's like you either, like, get turned on or you're terrified.
You either want to fuck this away.
That's
the vibe. It's
love
the same
it.
Thing, love or hate.
Yeah.
Terrified or wanting to fuck us.
If you'll just, I know I could speak, you know, endlessly, but we've got limited time, you know, of course, I know you do. So if you just want to give a shout out your name and subnormal.
Hi, my name is Veronica Villam.
I'm Lita Fox.
Chase Lombardo.
Shugi Rodriguez.
Subnormal Magazine, and we've been speaking with...
Come Girl Aid!